A little it's, kid.
It's 6 o'clock, so we call the work session order. The highway superintendent is out on Fenner Road, Farnham Road, dealing with some water issues, and so let's see if we can give him some time. We'll talk about the no standing proposed local law on Brundage Road.
Yeah, so I wanted to put this on here. It's my understanding John White and the company that hauls for Budweiser John White and Budweiser have an agreement, signed agreement, so that way they can have the overflow parking at John White's facility over there by Brundage.
And we talked to him last week, and he told me the same thing. And the I think that's a good idea. I just think that we ought to ensure, and I got to call into Budweiser. So he said they have the contract in place, and that's what the management up here was waiting for. I want to make sure they and there's a new plant manager there, so I'm sure she's got a lot to do, but I'm waiting for a call back so that we can discuss. All right, I want to get a timeline to do this. I want to give them time to set that up with their drivers, make sure all the drivers know that this is going to happen and that they should go and where they should go. Give them a map to where Gypsum Express is so that they could go over there and park. They already got two scales in there, so that's going to speed up time. And they do have times for them to come, but these people come and they just hang out there. Now that they have the overflow parking, I'm going to ask them to also put up signage on Henkel Boulevard and on 60 Road so that these people know that they can go. That's the staging area for Anheuser-Busch. So we'll, you know, try to work that out. I want them to do that as well. Once we get that in place, once I know that they've handed out everything to everybody, then, and I talked to two deputies today who work this area, we can put those no standing, no stopping, and then we'd have to pass a local law for that on there.
Yeah, we have to have a public hearing. So I wanted to have a public hearing, but we didn't have to act on it, right?
Yeah. So what we'll do, we can do that at the next meeting. We have a, you know, schedule that public hearing. By then, I'll have. Go ahead.
Either that, if I was just thinking we're going to do a public hearing for the stop signs on Hayes, you can do it at the same time, have a public hearing for no standing on Brundage. You don't have to do it. I mean, just have the public hearing. You don't have to adopt anything.
You don't have to adopt anything. You just keep it open.
And then, the next meeting?
I think we got one scheduled.
Do we got one tonight? We can do both?
July 14th.
But we didn't announce it, though.
No, we got to adopt a resolution tonight to call it for the 14th.
For the 14th. Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yep.
And you put them both on the same time.
Yeah.
And then, what meeting do we not have in July?
The first one.
The first or second, right?
Yeah.
We're having one in the middle.
We just have one in the middle. We adopted it at our, I didn't realize.
What date is that one?
The 14th.
Well, that's the 14th.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha. So.
So we're not.
Okay.
So we are doing the board meeting on the 14th?
14th, yes.
Oh, okay.
Just not, it's the second week, not the, it's in the middle of the month, so it's just
Are we just meeting once then?
Once,
yeah.
Okay. That was on the organizational meeting.
Yeah, I didn't, I'll admit I didn't look at it, so, okay.
I agree with Jeff, we should have no standing up there, but I want to make sure that they have it in place, they have their system in place, give them maybe a little time for the truck drivers to adjust to it, get all the information.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Then we'll throw those up. I think that's the way to go. And I talked to the deputies today that work this area. What I'm going to do is make sure that all our local laws that would affect the deputies that we would want them to enforce. So like Radisson parking, the no parking on Hayes Road, if that's adopted, the no standing on Brundage Road, if that's adopted, anything that they might write a local law for, I want to make sure that it's easy access for them, and we'll make all they have to do is go to the town of Lysander, it'll be police enforcement codes, and they click on it, and we're not going to have that many, we might have 10 that we would want the police to enforce, and it'll be easy access for them, they can get it right off their phone, and they have the tickets for them and stuff, so.
I think it's good.
Okay.
I think this is great. And maybe once they start parking at Gypsum, it's not our problem anymore. I was just curious how they worked out the trash issue.
When I originally talked to the previous plant manager, they had talked about putting a dumpster over there. So I hope that is still in the works. But if it isn't, then I guess Gypsum is gonna have to deal with it. And, but, you know, the problem for us is hopefully they don't dump them on 60 Road. You know, before they go into Gypsum. I don't know, but we'll see. One problem at a time.
Right.
Any more on that? Okay, we waited for you, Al.
Sorry.
So, Jennifer did a little spreadsheet here as far as the, so you should have these two forms. That's the ones we're gonna be looking at, these two.
Yeah, can I give you the 2021 as well?
Yeah, I have one, so.
These were forms you gave us last time, is that correct?
Yeah, the second one is the 2020 plan.
Thank you. Yeah, and the last page is what Bob was talking about, Jen made up the email.
Yes.
I'll put a copy of that in this packet.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know why I got my phone here. Oh, I might have to do some ciphering.
Agenda.
When we were looking at this, some of the things that I asked Jennifer to do was to put it in a little bit, you know, lay it out a little bit in a way that makes it easier for everyone to see the actual numbers. So I'll let you, it's your form, I'll let you explain it, Jennifer.
So the first chart there is just the unappropriated fund balance amounts for the general fund, part-town, and the highway part-town fund. You have that amount, then you have, it's an estimate less the estimate of appropriations that you guys have been making in the budget each year to offset local tax dollars or local fees, and the remaining amount. Below that is the equipment reserve and where it stands. At the last meeting, there was an obligation of a plow at an estimated cost of $253,000. So that is going towards that, you know, coming out of that reserve, and then the remainder is $87,000. Then we have where the equipment budget is for 2022 for highway at $311,000. We're getting a plow in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, and then we'll have to pay for that. At an estimated 253, so that leaves 58,000 in that line. There are some other items in here that they want to buy out of there, like the equipment trailer at 7,400, and then how else, you know, anything else that pops up. And then we have the 87,000 that's left in that equipment reserve. And then just as a suggestion, if they have leftover money in their budget, can then be applied to that reserve for future uses if you guys so chose. So that was just put in there as
and where she got this $58,000 number from was what they have left in their account
for this year.
For this
budgeted
year.
For this
if
year
they didn't spend
if
anything else, another nickel, that's what they would have.
If we only bought the truck.
Right. I'm pretty sure they're going
to
buy
the truck
something.
We have to pay for this year.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So that, I mean, if nothing else was spent, that's how much you would have. And then, so when we go into 2023, you know, you're looking at $145,000 in the estimated reserve. So if we were to vote on something this year at 253, which I'm suggesting we don't do until, you know, we should take care of this in budget time. But if the suggestion was that we should, we'd be in $166,000. Short in the reserve account, so we would have to take some of that highway unappropriated money. You'd have to take $166,000 of that away from that $798,000, which would, if we only appropriated the same amount next year, the $230,000, would reduce our reserve account and the highway reserve account of $402,000. Now, what was this other $200,000? I can't remember now.
Just like an estimate, like if more is taken from the unappropriated fund balance to balance the highway budget just because costs are up so high.
I should have told more.
That instead of raising that fee, you would use a little bit more. The idea would be from the fund balance, and then you could keep that highway fee.
So when I say there's 402,000, there would be 402,000 left in there. That's if we didn't use any more of the unappropriated fund balance from the highway. I'm guessing we're going to have to use more than that $230,000 this year to keep that highway tax, not the percentage amount, because we are way up in our assessments. We're 14% up in our assessments. So the levy should actually come down, but the revenues, I want to remain the same. So whatever, so I'm using Jeff's numbers last year. Whatever Jeff paid for, and I looked at his, whatever Jeff paid for highway tax next year, because he's out of the village, you and I are in the village, Bob's out of the village, and Kevin's out of the village. So whatever everybody paid for highway tax this year, I don't want to raise that. I wanted that to remain even, you know, so... I can't remember off the top of my head.
I looked at my town tax. It's broken up.
Yeah, it was
stayed
lower.
The same. My highway tax every year went up.
Yeah,
every year.
Well,
not the rate might have stayed the same, but the highway tax went up.
Yeah,
every
the previous year.
The amount.
The amount. Right.
The previous
which
year,
which is the norm, right? So,
And we've been lowering the town tax. It didn't. The town tax stayed flat last year, but. The highway tax went up, and the overall budget stayed. His overall tax burden came down last year because we lowered the town tax. But whatever Jeff paid last year, and whatever you paid, and you paid, and whatever anybody outside the village pays for highway tax, I think we have to keep that flat this year. I mean, their assessments went up, everything went up. I just don't think that we can raise taxes this year. We gotta let it rest. You know, they're paying $5 a gallon for gas. They're paying 8% interest on you know, their credit cards. It's just not fair to them. You know, I think sometimes we gotta say, hey, we can't spend their money this year. And to do an additional, now we're already saying, you know, we're not saying that we're not gonna buy another truck for next year. I'm just saying, let's not do it now. Let's do it in the budget time. And instead of buying two trucks this year, I'm saying we stick with the one like we had in the previous plan. And next year, when we do the budget, if we want to buy another one, then we buy another one next year and then see where it goes.
Next year, when you say next year?
In next year's budget. So
next year's budget, so you're talking?
Yes, 23.
November.
So that truck
will
come
November,
in
20, so if we 25. Wanted to order it, I know it takes a while. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut
you off. Oh, no. So, yeah, that truck would, yeah. What's the lead time on trucks?
Yeah, it's probably not coming until 2025.
A year, over 12 months.
Like, right now, for the plow trucks, the truck itself is like 13 months, and then Henderson's been 4 months on rigging the boxes and plow.
A year to a year and a half isn't.
So we're about 18.
That would be 24, though.
Well, it all depends.
We wouldn't get it until 25 because it's like I said, it's like 13.
Not if we
months.
Ordered it this year.
If we ordered it in November. Yeah. It's about 13 months lead time on the truck itself, the cabin,
right.
The chassis.
That means the following December.
And then 4 months to get it back from Henderson.
Okay, that's
so
another 4 months. That's
2024.
2025. If you could order it that first week of January of 2023. As the adopted 2023 budget, and then you get it 2024.
No, we will not. We will not get it in 2024.
Middle.
You're going to get it in 2025.
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on. If we do our budget, which we would adopt in November,
yes, mm-hmm.
which means we could order it at that time.
You could order it.
We could order it.
13 months. Right now. It's
okay. So okay. 13 months.
To get the truck to Tracy Road Equipment with the cabin chassis.
Let me finish. Do the math. I'll do the math aloud, and we'll see. So, if 13 months from November 2022 becomes December 2023,
correct.
You add 6 months to that, you're still in 2024.
Okay, I see it. Okay, yes.
That's what I was saying.
But you're not paying for it until the 2024 budget.
No.
Now, did you?
Well,
but it would be an obligation,
yes.
So it would show up in the budget as a provision for the reserve,
right. Yes.
Because again, that money's got to come from
exactly.
somewhere.
Exactly. Right.
So it would be in the 2023 budget. It would just be in a provision for the reserve. And then as the budget was adopted, January 1st hits, the money goes into the reserve, and we wait to get it.
Okay.
So the equipment plan that the highway committee worked on represents a decrease of just over $10,000 on what we're asking for in 2023, even with the two plow trucks. And we're doing that because our loader hasn't really
Which page you on, Al? One, two, or three?
Second page, annual equipment budget column, which would be the third column over. We were asking for $420,000 in 2023 in the plan that was previously approved in 2020. By allocating the some of the money from the existing equipment reserve account, we would be able to ask for $409,400, so just over $10,000 reduction in what was previously asked approved in 2020. And we're doing that by eliminating the payment on the 2020 truck through equipment and reserve expenditures.
Well, hold on. We're not eliminating the payment on the truck because nobody said we're still going to have $45,000 that we're going to pay. I don't think we should pay that $90,000 off like you suggested.
I understand. I'm just telling you what we're suggesting here.
But you
gotta get that you don't want to do that, Bob.
But,
I'm telling you what.
Al, hold on a second. You don't need to get nasty with me. I'm not getting nasty with you. So this has to remain civil.
Okay, Bob.
So. What I'm saying is, when you move into 2023, that $45,000 isn't accounted for in your plan right here.
Correct, because we're paying it off in 2022. We're asking to pay it off in 2022.
Right. No. You know, I mean, why? Why are we paying it off this year? That increases the budget this year. Why would we do that? We're paying less than 2% interest on it. Why would we pay it? That's increasing the overall budget to the highway this year by an additional $90,000.
So that we don't have to put that money into the budget next year and allows us to get two trucks. So you don't have to put that payment into the 2023 and 2024 budgets, which are probably going to be leaner years, and you can pay it off and still be able to keep us on a plan to hit our goal of recycling these trucks every 8 years. That would be why.
Well, I'm not sure that we need to recycle them every 8 years. That was one of the things we talked about today. And here's the reason why. We still don't know. We don't have any repair costs on these Western Star trucks. We don't know what they are. So what we're going on is repair costs of trucks that cost us a lot of money and that were a lot old. The average fleet was 14 years old. Now the average fleet's got to be, I would imagine it's down to, the average age of the fleet is probably down somewhere around 10 years. I don't know. Maybe you got that number. Okay.
We're not there yet.
Yeah. But if we replace one per year and then we get to the seventh year and then we take a look at, and I use the analogy of my own car. When I had a Maxima at 5 years, it was starting to cost me money, so I got rid of it. I have a Lexus right now. I'm into the sixth year, going into the seventh year, and I'm not putting any money into that because it's a better vehicle. So why don't we wait to see what these, just keep on with these one trucks per year, especially in a year that things are gonna be tight. This year and next year are gonna be really tight. Why don't we wait, and then when we get to that seventh year, maybe wait a year. Maybe we skip a year. I don't know. You know, let's see what that Western Star does in the eighth year. How much does that cost us? Is it worth more to keep it an additional year than it is to turn it over? So, and the analogy I used was, if we're paying $60,000 per year for a truck, and that's what I would imagine it would be by the time we get there. and it's only costing us $10,000 to maintain it for a year, or $20,000 to maintain it, and we're only losing a small amount in the resale value. And like Pete and I were talking, every time, you know, we get estimates on what the resale are, they've always come in lower. Let's see what that is. Maybe it's worth to keep it an additional year. I don't know, because I don't have those numbers. But I think we should be looking at that, because maybe we're selling these vehicles prematurely. Maybe it's worth keeping them another year. Say we go that eighth year and we don't put any additional money into it other than regular maintenance. Then we're saving $80,000 or $60,000.
Help me out here. So it's June 16th. Are you saying that we would wait until November to make the decision? Or?
What I'm saying is, if we already agreed to buy the one truck, so that's going to come in. We got the one truck's coming in now, so we ordered the other one, so that should be in by next year. So if we wait till November, using Pete's math, you know, we're going to get in 2024. We will get one next year, and we will get one in 2024.
Okay, makes sense. I mean, so you're basically saying let's wait 4 or 5 months to make a decision.
Well, it's 4 months. So
order
June
the truck.
Yeah, to order the truck. Let's go through the budget. Let's go through the budget process, and then Al and Ken can come back in. We'll go through it, and then we'll have a clearer picture of what Ken's asking for in his budget. Because this year we've given the highway $3.3 million this year. That's how much they've had. And if we was that including, when I asked you, was that including the additional $250 for the truck? It was, wasn't it?
It's not including the additional $250 because that's
okay.
located
so,
already in the
okay.
reserve.
So if you add that $250,000, we've given the highway $3.5 million to work in the highway. I don't know. That sounds, you know, that's over 56% of our budget is going to the highway. And if you add an additional truck on top of it, it's another $500,000 onto that $3.3 million. I think sometimes we have to, you know, especially in this economy, I think we have to be a little bit more cautious the way we spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And waiting 4 months, in my mind, that's not a deal breaker, because we would still get one. We're getting one this year, we'll get one next year, and we get one the following year, even if we wait till November. Yes, we're not getting two this year, but I don't think we should do that.
I think you're making a good argument. And can I just weave back into what you said in the beginning, which I also think is a laudable goal, which is not to increase the tax bill for highway. And let's just say the truck costs remains about the same, or whatever, you're building that into what you're saying. And so, and I love it, but how do we do it? If the price of fuel and road materials is going through the roof, it means I just want us to all acknowledge that means we're gonna be doing less road repair.
Well, that's the thing, you know? If we spend $500,000 on vehicles, well, how much are we gonna spend on road repair? We don't even, until Ken comes in with his budget, we have no idea what, like you said, how much for roads, how much for gas, how much for salt, how much for all these materials, how much are they going up, so we can look at the entire picture. I don't think that waiting 4 months is an unreasonable request or strategy until we get a chance to look at the whole picture.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm guessing, tell me if you think I'm off base here, but somewhere between 25% and 30% it's gonna cost that much more in 2023 to do what we do for roads, gasoline, salt, you know, fuel, everything. It's gonna cost us somewhere between 20% to 30% more than what we're spending this year.
I'm in agreement with you. That's why I wanna wait to take a look at the overall budget before we make a decision on. We already ordered the one truck before we make a decision on anything we do moving forward that will affect next year's budget.
I agree, because we need to know how much we're going to spend on fuel, because
yeah.
we have to have fuel, you
yeah.
know. And I don't know how many miles of road we're going to be able to pave next year. We're going to have a dollar amount, how much you can spend, but how far that goes is going to be a lot less. But we don't know until we have it all out in front of us.
Right, but
and that is October, November.
Yeah, but the reality is this plan that we presented really only swapped the five-year plan that was done a couple years ago with moving up a year of buying 2 6-wheel trucks. If you look at the 2020 plan, we're just asking to move that up a year. And remember, you know, we're talking about Western Star trucks. We're not even into the Western Star replacing trucks for two more budget years. If I remember correctly, I don't have the equipment, but you know, when I wrote it down at the last meeting,
2027 would be retiring one of the Western Stars.
We didn't start buying Western Stars till what, 16 15. Or 17?
15.
Okay. So we got an 07, an 09, a 10, a 14. We got four trucks that are, two of them are probably costing us a good penny. And by not buying the second truck, are we throwing that money out the window? Because we're not going to get it on selling that truck. When we get rid of the 07 and the 09, we're going to get rid of them. We'll probably get less than $10,000. So that's negligible on the return because they're so old. And you got to remember, these are trucks that are out in the worst elements. They've got nothing but salt on them all the time.
Yeah, it's a corrosion.
So that's what kills you. And if you've got a dog of an engine that starts giving you problems, you're looking at 10, 15, 20 grand a year that could have went toward a truck payment.
Right,
but is repaired.
I agree with you, Kevin, but 4 months is not going to make that big a difference. If it's going to take four more months to get that truck to make the decision in November as opposed to tonight, it's not going to be a significant factor.
No, I'm not saying making the decision tonight or a couple months from now. I think looking at the highway budget, I don't think there's a way we could even, I couldn't even be comfortable representing a highway budget that stays even to last year. I don't know how you do that when all of our costs have gone up 20 to 30%. I think that's, I can't set an impossible goal.
We're going to have a lot of stuff.
So,
October.
I mean, we have $500,000 that is in the highway unappropriated fund balance that has been extra that we either didn't use in previous years or, you know, maybe we budgeted or it's in the place of unexpected money. We got the touring routes money.
No, it's not in replace that because we spent that money 100%, right, Al?
I believe Jerry turned money back in last year.
Right, but we had to spend it this year.
Yeah, well, it's subject to reappropriation if you don't spend it.
But,
right.
But
I mean, that money
this year we spent all of it, right?
We're going to get reimbursed for all. We're going to get our estimates are going to be high. There will be money left in our road maintenance budget at the end of the year.
So, okay, but
I mean, it may not be as much as there was last year because the material costs are
And when they do,
so much right now.
But when we do, if we look at the reserves and the reserves are higher, that's what I'm saying. At the budget time, we'll have a better idea because it'll be 4 months later, so we'll have a much better idea how much are going to be in those reserves. It won't be 100% accurate, but it'll be better than it is today. But the thing is, this isn't money that money in the reserve is there for a reason. One, like this year, we had a road failure over at Seneca States. It cost us $82,000, right? Well, wonder if we had can road failures go to, say we didn't notice or somehow we didn't find out about Willow Parkway. How much would that cost if that road caved in?
Oh, it'd be significant. I mean, you're seven figures all day long.
You're not
getting out of it with
seven figures.
Right.
That's a situation.
Right, but that's why we have a reserve, though. With those reserves, we have those reserves for catastrophic events. So a couple hundred thousand does not, correct me if I'm wrong, Al, does not go very far today.
No.
Yeah, a couple hundred thousand does not go very far. And what we're talking about is having one of about 400,000 or 500,000. And also, some of that money, just like you said, if we want to do what we did this year, we're not saying that the money's going to stay the same. What I'm saying is what we're taxing the public, I want to stay the same. So what does that mean? If everything's up, then we have to tap into those reserves. So instead of using, which we do at about $230,000 a year, so if we tapped into $230,000, there'd be $568,000 left. Well, wonder if we need to tap into $330,000 or $400,000. Now we're down to $400,000 in our reserves. I think $400,000 is an acceptable amount, but I don't think it's an exorbitant amount. But I think we're going to have to tap into those reserves more than we did in the past years. And all I'm saying is, let's wait until budget time, and we can look at that and get a much clearer picture where we are, how much it's going to cost, and how much we, as a group, want to allocate out to taxes. But me, I will never vote for a budget that increases taxes this year. I'm telling you right now. And I'm not going to present you with a budget that's going to increase taxes. So if you want to increase taxes, that's going to be on you. If you tell me, if you know there's a majority here that says, okay, we don't like your budget, okay, you know, and you can modify it. It's just a preliminary budget. But you're going to get a budget that's going to be status quo what it is this year. And then you will have to say, nope, we're increasing taxes. Okay, I don't think it's the right thing to do, but if that's what you want to do, you know, if there's a majority, obviously you have the authority to do it.
Well,
we can try really, really hard not to increase taxes. Right now, there are a lot of things out of our control. And
yeah.
Fuel, the war on fossil fuels right now is the biggie. So I don't want to increase taxes. And maybe we won't have to, Bob. Maybe we won't have to. But every step we're taking, like not buying a truck tonight, every step that we take to go towards that aim would get us closer to either not raising taxes or making it as negligible as we can. You know, but I wouldn't sit down and say there will be no increase, not yet. I mean, George Bush tried it and it didn't work. I'm not going to try it right now. I'm going to sit down at tax at budget time and try to figure it out and see just how close we can get to that.
Yeah, you know? Listen.
But this is part of it. This is part of it, being very frugal in what we do right now. And sometimes, you know, you look at the future and you say, oh, no, it's going to come back and bite us. And maybe it is, but we have to try. We have to try to do what we can.
And this is still putting us on I think when you say we're staying the same, if we bought a truck, it actually increases our truck, the amount of trucks that we bought for the time period. We had scheduled one truck a year through 2024, and we're sticking with that. We're not changing that. We're not lessening it. What the new plan suggests that we add an additional one truck in there. So instead of having five trucks in 5 years, we'd have six trucks. And all I'm saying is, let's stick to the five trucks in 5 years, especially, you know, if we were in a normal time, but gas wasn't $5 a gallon and the cost isn't 66% more, 42% more for materials on the road. I mean, nobody could anticipate that. So now I think we have to really tighten our belts, and maybe we can't do as much as we did before because we've been doing a lot in the past 2 years. A lot of roads have been done. Maybe we don't do as many next year.
Right, and we've all sat and watched, well, most of us have sat and watched the highway plans and saw how far behind and how much money we should be spending on the roads. And yes, we've done a lot of roads, but there's a lot of work to do because we've neglected them for quite a few years. And we don't stop adding roads to the town.
But those are all new roads.
Yep, and then eventually they have to be maintained.
But they don't have to be maintained today because they're all new roads.
Hopefully.
Eventually.
Right.
We got to plow them, but Reed, you're the one that gave me the numbers. Every time we sit down, when we talk about a new development, I ask you, Al, Is this going to take care of? Are we going to be able to cover with the taxes from the new housing? And when we look at it, when we sit down, even the one Ken Raymond's thing, we lowered the roads down. We got one road, so that's not going to increase the routes by. We wouldn't have to increase the routes or the trucks just by that one road. And that isn't even going to go in this year or next year. We're looking at probably 3 years down the road, if it goes through, right?
Mm-hmm. Then you're looking at 4 years down the road for any revenue on it at the early.
No, I understand, but it gives us some time to think about it. But once we know, we don't even know if it's going through. Once we know it's going through, now we got to switch gears. We got to look at, okay, how are we going to do it? If we have to add some road, or if we have to add some more plows or something, or some plow routes, then we can address that. Once we know that that plan's come to fruition, we don't even know that yet. We're not even there yet.
I'm not sure that it really pertains, what you just said there necessarily pertains to...
Well, Kevin said we had new roads. That's all.
But you had new roads. That means...
Roads, timber banks coming in the summer.
We haven't added...
But those were approved from before.
We've added one truck route. It takes almost 4 hours to plow our roads. We have the same amount of full-time MEOs that we've had since 1995, but we've probably added 30 or 40 miles of roads. I mean, we can't sit here and go, oh, next year we'll worry about it. Next year we'll worry about it. Next year we'll worry about it. I've watched that on repeat,
Kevin,
from seats,
Kevin,
in this office.
Here's the plan. Here's the plan when I came in, and it was a 5-year plan. So it wasn't like we were saying next year we'll worry about it. This was done within my first 2 months when I came in here. We sat down with the highway committee, and this was done, and we've been sticking to it. We've done it every year. No one's saying to divert it. But if you got 30 years of problems where they didn't address the road, and I don't know if it was 30 years or not. But
no,
say
you
got
go
30
to 50
years,
for the reality.
Well, say you got 30, but you can't fix it all. You got to do it in increments. Maybe it's going to take you 10 years. We can't do it in 4, 5, 6 years.
Right.
It may take longer.
We're not even keeping up with the maintenance of our current roads per mile.
Who says that?
I would guess, I could probably ask Gail right now, he'd probably say
yes.
No, but
you just made a statement. Who said that? Who said we're not doing that?
I've heard it at previous highway things. I'll say it right now because I know what we spend on roads. I'll say it. I'll say that we don't spend enough money to maintain the roads we have over years for the exact life use of the road. I'll say it. I'm not afraid to say it because I've heard that supervisor say it. I've heard our engineer say it. I've heard other people try to tell you that.
Compared to what, though? What are you
compared to what?
To? Yeah.
Compared to the road falling apart. You got grass growing up on a spree glade. It's finally getting taken care of.
It is getting taken care of, right?
Yes. Okay. And that's one road that I happen to drive out of, 104 miles.
How many roads have we done in the last 2 years?
That is great. But it doesn't, if you can show me a plan, you've been supervisor for, this will be your third year. You show me that we can take care of roads within 20 years. All the roads in Lysander, what we pay every year with a moderate increase of
2%. I think that is, no matter what I show you, that's a job for the highway superintendent. That's his job.
But you're telling me that we do enough.
No.
You just told me how great it's been in the last 3 years.
Oh, what I said was we've done a lot in the last 3 years. We just spent $3.3 million on highway this past year. We spent $1.5 million or about on new roads or road maintenance, on road construction last year. And I think it was about it was about 1.5 last year and 1.5 this year. Compared to other towns, what are they doing?
I don't know because I don't live
well,
there.
I'll have it for the next
meeting.
I'll tell you what the town of Salina does.
Because Van Buren charges two and change for their highway tax.
Okay.
At $1.60 in change?
I don't know what theirs is.
I
don't care.
I mean, you got to look at what you're spending and what you're maintaining.
Well, the town of Salina spends $600,000 no matter what. You know, so not every town, you know, I think we should. I think our highway is an important service that we provide to the community, but also we got to look at the fiduciary part of it. You can't fix everything in the first year you come. You can't do it.
Oh,
you know, especially. So what you're saying is, So what you're saying is that we shouldn't stick to the budget. So if we should increase the budget. So you're saying when interest rates are 6, 7, 8%, when gas is 5% a gallon. When people, you know, unemployment just went up and people's assessment went up, that we should still raise taxes more. That's what you're saying, right?
No, I'm saying we have to look at it and understand what we have to spend per year and what we have to maintain.
And you look at what Salinas pays in debt service, too, because 8 years ago, they took out a huge bond to do a whole bunch of roads all at once.
Yeah.
No, a big debt service.
I'm only using an example. But
I mean,
what I'm saying is we can do that. We need to do that in budget time each year. And these 2 years are extraordinary years for people. People are in a tough position, and we may have to just say, okay, you know what? Esprit Glade, you know, if they were still there, maybe we mow the grass, you know, on the road. Maybe we crack seal. Maybe we do temporary fixes on it, and we don't do it until we get to a point where we see where we are. And maybe we got to reduce what we're doing for the time being until things come down to equilibrium again, because I think this is a manufactured thing because of some bad policies, you know, and policies we don't have any effect on, and that's what I'm saying. But nobody's saying, oh, we totally disregard the highway. To the contrary, we're saying, yeah, let's keep maintaining. Yeah, let's do this. Let's take a look in October when we look at the budget, when we sit down to look at things. Let's see where we are, you know, and see what we can do. Let's see what Ken comes in and says, hey, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to do this. Okay.
Okay. So, sorry, but I'll finish up. So we budgeted $311,000 this year for equipment. Mm-hmm. We've spent $253,000 on the truck purchase.
Okay.
So are we just bagging the 58 grand?
No,
your plan?
No. He can. That's in his budget. I mean, if he wants to spend that out of his budget, that other 58 grand, that's up to Ken. He has more than that.
$45,000
is the
debt service payment. That's why
it
shows
$356
on that.
Oh,
the debt service payment is budgeted in a different
line.
Right.
Correct.
So we'll just take that out of the equation for now. Now, if you guys did choose to pay that off $90,000, that would have to come from somewhere, right? Because it's not budgeted in that debt.
We could
so that would
to
have
take
to
take it
come
out of the equipment reserve
balance.
Account because it was equipment that it's paying for.
It could come from there. But there is only 87,000 left, so 3,000 then would have to come from fund balance to make the 90.
Or the equipment fund that we haven't used yet.
Well, the equipment fund, when you guys obligated the plow that is being ordered this year,
I thought we were taking that out of the reserve account.
Yes, the reserve.
Right, but we had budgeted 311 grand for this year's budget for equipment.
But we're paying for the plow that'll be here in a couple weeks.
Right, which is 253.
So there'll be 58,000 left in
Correct.
There. There was in the plan, I don't know if he's still going to do it, a trailer. Sometimes things fail, so I wouldn't spend that 58
right.
for him.
Oh, no, I'm not.
There's a lot of stuff.
Without Ken, I'm not moving
right.
forward with
So the
90
we should
here.
Just hold separate, though. Like, just think of it as a different account.
Yeah,
we'll
and that 58,000, he's got 311 in his equipment, and he's got equipment that he has to buy. Then that's what I'm saying. As of today, that's 58,000, but we don't know what Ken's going to buy. He's got an equipment budget that we already allocated, so
right.
it's his to use. Now, unless he comes in and says, no, I'm not going to spend that, okay, but he may have plans to spend it. I don't know. I don't know what he has. You know, we haven't talked about that.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
The one thing that, you know, and I think we've done a commendable job with I want to make sure everybody is that I understand it correctly. You know, at some point we said to ourselves as a town, any new development that's approved by planning has to show on paper that it can pay for itself.
Right.
And what that says to me, theoretically, is that at some point all of those new tax dollars should pay for all of the new needs. That are going to occur. The only problem with that is that makes the presumption that what we were doing was okay prior to that. And what I'm hearing is that we basically underfunded the care of our roads. So all of those new tax dollars aren't exclusively going to pay for the new services provided. So that's an issue we have to deal with.
Well, with...
But let me just finish.
Yeah.
The other issue that we really haven't done, I don't think an adequate job, is putting off until tomorrow. At some point, we're going to run out of time and drivers, and even perhaps literally trucks, to plow all those new roads. We're somehow able to do it, right? We're doing it now. All the new roads that have come online in the last 5 to 8 years, we didn't hire any more plow drivers. But at some point, we have to talk about there's going to be a break point where there's not enough time in the day to plow those new roads. So I think the highway committee needs to examine that issue.
We added one route.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah, we did
add
it.
One route,
right.
So we're trying to stay on top
exactly.
of that. But it won't be long. We're going to need to add another route.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Yeah, oh, I'm not saying that we shouldn't. And if Ken comes in and says, hey, we should have it, and if we, but since I've been on the board, we haven't had any new developments in that I can think of.
We've had roads.
But
yeah,
not
we've
developed.
Had,
we've had
roads.
Some roads,
yes,
but not
yeah.
developments, though, right?
No new whole developments, no.
Okay, so maybe that's something that Ken should, the two of you or the highway, like Bob said, the highway committee sit down and say, okay, you know, in the next 3-4 years, we're going to add X amount of roads because I know Timber Banks has expansion in there, and we're talking about the other, a couple other projects that are going in. Okay. You know, I mean,
right.
You know, no one's saying we can't do that, but I think that needs to come in budget time.
Right.
So that we can, and if Ken says, by we can handle it this year, maybe we can handle it next year, but by 2024, we're probably going to have to add a new road. Okay, now we got to start, maybe we should start looking at increasing that reserve, which takes away from the rest of the money that we're coming in. Maybe we need to add to that reserves, and maybe in 2024, when we have to add another driver and want to maintain that two-vehicle spare, maybe that's the year that we have to buy two because we have to add another route. But I haven't heard Ken come in and say we have to add another route yet. I haven't heard him say it.
Yeah, well, he had 3 months of plowing experience as highway supervisor.
I understand.
So, you know,
I understand.
I'm expecting him to come in at budget time or well before with probably a totally different plan than we've ever seen. And we can't discount that. I mean, Al sat there and gave us an MS4 report last month that we figured out how long would it take three guys to clean every manhole, catch base. We don't have those three guys.
Who says we're going to use three guys? Why don't we farm it out? Why don't we...
back truck around right now is about $275 an hour.
No. Why don't we... Why wouldn't we want to send it out and contract that?
There's a county... There's a company that has on the county bid.
It's $275 an hour.
No. So yeah. $124 an hour.
Well, that again, that's
one
new
driver.
We just
got to add traffic control. Right. So you add on traffic control. Yeah, and it's a two-man job. Bottom line, you've got to have somebody doing data collection, too.
Yeah, but I think we have to, instead of adding people on, I think we've got to look $275 an hour if they can. Oh,
yeah. But the time we gave all of
right.
You know, we're moving on. Just while he's here, he's a busy man. He's actually on duty. He's got his uniform. This is Robert Sweet. Bob Sweet.
Hi,
all.
How you doing?
Good,
good.
He's who we're hopefully appointing tonight to the zoning board. And I asked him to come in so that he could at least introduce himself to you, and if you had any questions for him, at least you'd be able to put a name to a face while you're voting on anything you're voting.
Hi, guys. No secrets. Whatever you want to ask.
Yeah. Who drew you into this, or did you willingly participate?
Yes. No, I heard there was going to be an opening. And,
oh, good.
You know, just volunteered. You know, I just recently retired. I know I look way too young to be retired. But so I'm kind of looking for other fun, interesting kind of things to be in.
Well, I've never heard zoning called fun or interesting. So you're probably our guy. We'll ask a couple months in if you're approved tonight how the fun and interesting parts go.
And he's also on the board of directors for the ambulance corps as well as being a lifelong member of the community, as well as his wife, as well as his in-laws, as well as his parents. So he's got, he's got a lot of roots with the community. And you saw his resume. I think his resume speaks for itself. So,
Bob, I'm Bob Gerasi. We've never met.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing there, buddy? You know, just the questions are like, why do you want to do this? I mean, I know you've got time and you want to do something good for the community, but is there something in particular about zoning that, that you think you can make a contribution to?
You know, it's one of those things. I've done EMS volunteer for 38 years, and not that I'm bored of it. I love it. But now that I have the time, I want to reach out and kind of see what else is out there. I've never known how the town runs. And Bob and I were talking a little bit about different zones and what they are. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I never knew that. And so it's just an interest now of mine. Nothing in particular that says, oh, I can't wait to get into that. But I think I'd like it. So I'm available.
Well, that's commendable.
Yeah, thanks.
Sure. That's good. Okay.
Great. Thank you for stopping in.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can make it.
I'm glad you can make it as well.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all we got, unless somebody's got something else.
I was going to say, at some point in time, we got to go through the part two of the seeker for that resolution.
Isn't it on the... I thought I
it
saw
is. It. We're supposed to do the part two in a public meeting. Just a series of questions we've done this before. We don't have to do it before our public hearing at the next meeting. We can do it at the next meeting if we want to table that resolution. But at some point in time, we've got to do the 10-page... secondary questions referred to in the public meeting.
Okay.
For seeker law. So I don't know what time is it now. We may not have time.
49.
10 of 7.
Yeah, we're not getting through it now, so we'll have to postpone or table.
Do we got enough time to, I mean, is it the 14th? Is that giving us time to do what we need to do?
Yeah, because we're holding a public hearing that night, so we just have to do it.
In the work session?
Yeah, the work session on the 14th.
So what, motion.
And that has no bearing one way or the other on
the motion up
right now.
No.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. You've got to have it no matter what.
Yep.
So in the interest of time, just two things. One, did we want to talk at all about just in terms of letting the folks know, the public know that we are talking about that accident that occurred, or we just have a brief discussion on that. And then the other question I have was there's a noise ordinance in my packet that
That's just for informational.
Okay. Okay, so we're not going to do it.
No, we're not doing anything.
And the last question, Kevin, I could ask you during the public, the board meeting, this agreement with Rotary, is this a new agreement or have we done this before, the concert series agreement?
It is a more
official
agreement, more comprehensive.
I like it. I'm just I just can't remember what we've done in the past.
What was done in the past, my past year's experience, your years of experience at county parks would not constitute as an agreement.
No, I know. Well, that's good. All right,
But the Rotary's good with it, and the Village is good with it. Or Van Buren, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, everybody looked at it. That's why it took this long. But
yeah, I know there were some.
It memorializes everybody's responsibility, who's doing what, who's responsible for what. And that wasn't done in the past, and I think that it needed to be.
Everybody knows where they stand.
That's right.
What's what their response?
Right.
All right.
To talk about the
accident. Yes, we were going. We could talk about it now. We were going
to
address it.
Defer to you guys.
Yeah, we were going to address it.
Yeah, in the public meeting.
During the public meeting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. You have another ash tree to take down. I see.
Yeah, so
that was already scheduled.
I'm gonna close our work session at 6:54. There you go, Mike.
All right.